Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 6th edition. We got a 15-game slate on tap, a massive 15-game slate on tap, but be careful, folks. There's some interesting weather out there tonight. It could get real interesting. It could be no problem at all. It's going to be a close one. But I hope everybody had a great Monday. If you're ready for the big football week ahead, preseason's cranking up 11 games, I believe, on Thursday. You need to go check out thequantedge.com as they're going to have you locked and loaded for the NFL DFS season. They're going to have – we found out in the Discord yesterday – looks like the lineup optimizer is going to be ready for preseason football. That's new. That's going to be awesome. There's a lot of cool stuff going on over at thequantedge.com. More new tools. Member Discord. 24-plus articles a week. A lot of great stuff. And you get the NFL season package for $149.99. And when you use promo code Bubba, you get the rest of MLB free. So I highly recommend it. Go to thequantedge.com. Get the NFL season for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba to get the rest of baseball free. Also, if you give a rating and review on the podcast, I'd really, really appreciate it. Over on iTunes, it takes a couple of seconds out of your day, and it would mean a lot to me. All right, the totals on this 15-game slate. For some reason, we still have five totals that aren't available yet due to either weather and or weird pitching situations. But we have a few here. Brewers at Pirates, 9.5. White Sox, Tigers, 9. Royals, Red Sox, 10.5. Angels, Reds, 10. Marlins, Mets, 8. Rangers, Indians, 10.5. Braves, Twins, 10. Rockies, Astros, 8. Phillies, D-backs, 9.5. Cardinals, Dodgers, 8.5. We're waiting on Padres, Mariners. We're waiting on Nationals, Giants. We're waiting on Oakland, Cubs. We're waiting on Blue Jays, Rays. And we're waiting on Yankees, Orioles. So tons and tons of things. A lot of those involve openers and spot starters. When you are looking at the weather, though, just keep in mind, Yankees of Baltimore have about 20% chances of rain. Brewers, Pirates, about 20%. Marlins, Mets, about 10%. Angels, Reds, wind's blowing out good to left field, about 11 miles an hour. But it's about 20% chances of rain there. And then Texas, Cleveland, about 30% chances. So nothing crazy, but don't be shocked if we get, you know, delays or other weird stuff popping up. Or nothing at all. So something to keep an eye on throughout your day. All right, there's 30 pitchers on this, starting pitchers on this slate. I got 9 to talk to you about here. We start with, there's 5 guys over 9K. I got 3. Clayton Kershaw, $11,800 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Kershaw's been very, very good of late, facing a Cardinals team that strikes out almost 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Kershaw, 25% K rate, over a 50% ground ball rate. You got a Cardinals team with a 3.5 team total, lefties 266, righties 303. The Cardinals team that just got shut down by Gonsolin last night, that was hilarious. Kershaw's got a 2.35 home ERA, averaging about 23 points per game at home. He's been very, very good. If you want to pay up to 11.8, you can. Not sure it's completely necessary, but it's a great spot for him tonight. Zach Wheeler, 10-6 at home against the Miami Marlins. Really good spot here. Wheeler's faced Miami once this year. 7 innings, 2 earned, 11 Ks for 32 DraftKings points. He had 31 against the White Sox his last time out, 21 against Pittsburgh, scuffled against Philly, then 23 against the Yankees, 23 against Philly, 24 against Chicago. He's been outstanding of late. You got a pesky Marlins team, but they strike out almost 24% of the time. First right-handed pitching, and Wheeler is a minus 210 home favorite in this matchup as the Reds are red hot right now. 2 games out of the wild card all of a sudden. Wheeler striking out 26% of the batters he faces, 44% ground ball rate. You got a Miami Marlins team with a 3.1 team total on this slate, the lowest currently on this slate. Lefty's 311, righty's 291 versus Wheeler, and the Marlins have a 290 wOBA and a 129 ISO. Wheeler is a phenomenal play if paying up this evening. Last but not least, Zach Greinke, $9,800 at home against the Colorado Rockies, making his Astros home debut, period, but home debut as well. Greinke's faced the Astros four times this year as a member of the D-backs, averaging about 18 points per appearance. He's gone 18, 18, 5, 25, 6, 10, and 35 in his last few starts and a 28. We know what Greinke can do. Greinke can be absolutely filthy. You got the road Rockies in play tonight. They strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Greinke is a minus 200 home favorite, 24% K rate of his own, 42% ground ball rate. And you got a Colorado team with a 3.2 team total, second lowest on the slate, as lefties are hitting 269, righties 288 versus Zach Greinke. So when you're looking up top here, I got Wheeler 1, Greinke 2, Kershaw 3. Really good spots here up top if you choose to go this direction. When you drop into the 7 and 8K range, you got Anthony DeSclafani at $8,300 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. If you wanted to watch pitching form last night, you watched Luis Castillo carve up the Halos, 13 strikeouts. The bullpen gave some runs back, but he got the job done. You got DeSclafani, who has a 3-4 home ERA compared to 4-7 on the road, averaging about 17 points per game at home. Recent home starts, 19 against Colorado, 31 against St. Louis, 16 against Cleveland, 28 against Chicago, 18 against Houston. He's been very good. He's been pretty good overall, but at home, really getting it done, which is surprising when you really think about the big picture, but maybe he's turned the corner a bit. Facing a Halos team that now strikes out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching, that continues to go up as the season goes on and they put more youth in that lineup. More and more strikeouts are starting to be found. DeSclafani, a 25% K rate, 38% ground ball rate of his own. Angels have a 4.6 team total. Lefties do at 341. That's why it's kind of surprising in that ballpark, but righty's only 263. It's not the safest of plays, but there is tremendous upside in this matchup for DeSclafani at $8,300. Anibal Sanchez, $8,000 at the Gigantes. We saw Eric Fettiwap dominate last night. The Giants just, this is what they were, red hot, guys. They're back home. This is what they do. He's got a 3.8 road ERA, averaging about 14 points per game on the road. He's very, very hit and miss, Anibal Sanchez. But he has not faced the Giants this year, and that's sometimes a good way to get things right. They strike out about 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Sanchez, 20% K rate, lots of fly balls, but that doesn't matter in AT&T Park. That's okay. The Giants don't have a total yet because we're waiting for the total on that game. But when you look at Sanchez, lefties 330, righties only 298, and the Giants are 305 wOBA and a 163 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So a guy like Anibal Sanchez at 8,000 in play for you. Not a high ceiling guy, but a pretty good floor in his matchup versus the Gigantes. Last but not least, Ryan Yarbrough is the long man for Tampa today against Toronto. $7,800. Yarbrough has been very, very good of late. He's faced Toronto three different times this year. 11 innings, 6 Ks, averaging 14 points per appearance against Toronto. Recent home outings against the White Sox, 27. Baltimore, 7. Angels, 7. It's very, very up and down. If you look at all the starts, to it, overall, just 8, 19, 22, 27, 7, 20, 19. It's all up and down with Yarbrough, but he's pitched really well over the last month or so. $7,800. This Toronto team is better with his young kids, but still very gettable. They strike out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Yarbrough, 20% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. And when you look at Toronto in this matchup, lefties hitting 305, righties 293 versus Yarbrough. Toronto a 316 wOBA, it's not bad, but a 166 ISO. Nothing too crazy, so Yarbrough at 78 is in play for you as well. So in the 7 and 8K range, I got Anibal 1, Yarbrough 2, DeSclafani 3. Now when you drop down to the 6K and below range, it gets real, real muddy on this slate. A couple ones that I'd look at would be Chase Anderson of the Brew Crew at 6K against the Pirates. Chase Anderson's been better at home than on the road this year. We're on the road, but still only a 3.65 road ERA. He's faced the Pirates three times this year, 15 Ks and 15 innings pitch. He's averaging 15 points per start. If you give me 15 points at 6 Ks, I am in. His recent starts, 18, 12, 15, 20, 16, and then a couple hiccups, and then a 24. But, you know, basically 12 or more in five straight, 15 or more in four or five. He's $6,000. I'm not looking for miracles down here. I'm just looking for a guy that can put together a decent start. It is a Pirates team, only strikes out 18% of the time. Anderson's a minus 130 road favorite in this matchup with 23% K rate of his own. Gives up a lot of fly balls and hard contact, which in Pittsburgh is not always the worst thing. Pretty big ballpark to pitch in when you really want to break it all down. And when you look at the Pirates, they have a 4.5 team total. Currently, it's like sixth lowest on the slate. Still waiting for a handful of totals today. But lefties 251, righties 367 off Chase Anderson. The Pirates have a very good 334 wOBA versus righties, but only a 167 ISO, which is not very good at all. So Chase at 6K is an okay punt tonight. You also have Wade LeBlanc at $5,600 at home against the San Diego Padres. A Franmil-less San Diego Padres team. He's got a 3.7 home ERA compared to 7.6 on the road, averaging almost 12 points per appearance at home. In recent home starts, 20.5 against Detroit, 11 against the Angels. He had 14 against Oakland, 7 against Seattle, 29 against Baltimore. So he's got the huge ceiling and an okay floor. I love it, $5,600. You give me that big ceiling in a GPP with a punt, I love it. You know, when you're punting, you're taking a risk to begin with. If you can give me that upside, that's tremendous. You got a San Diego team that strikes out almost 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching. LeBlanc only a 17% K rate, but we saw just going through his game logs, he can take advantage of teams that strike out a lot. He's got a 40% ground ball rate as well, which is very, very nice. Lefties 307, righties do hit 358 off LeBlanc, so keep that in mind, as they have a 336 wOBA and a 199 ISO versus lefties, which is very good for the Padres. So you can plant your flag. You can play some Padres hitters in Seattle, or you take the punt with LeBlanc at 56 and you ride right on out. Last but not least, Nestor Cortes Jr. of the New York Yankees. He's the long man scheduled today, $4,000 at Baltimore. I'm only saying it because it's 4K. He really hasn't shown any huge upside, but when he throws at least three innings or more, he's got like 9 points, seven, and minus 0.3. He's never had a double-digit game. He hasn't got more than three and a third. Most of the time, it's anywhere between 1 to 2 innings. But it is the Baltimore Orioles, so I wanted to mention it. Super risky. Super, super risky. But he's $4,000. If everything goes right, could put up a huge number for you. At the same time, it could be really, really nasty. So just keep him in mind at $4,000 if you need it. But right now, I got Wade LeBlanc 1, Chase Anderson 2, Nestor Cortes 3. If we get a better feeling for Nestor as the day goes on, he'll move up the list just because he opens up all the bats. But I'm not sure you exactly need to go that far with it at this point in time. But that's where I'd be going down below. Recapping your pitching up top, Wheeler, Greinke, Kershaw. In the middle, Anibal, Yarbrough, DeSclafani. Down below, LeBlanc, Anderson, and Cortes. All right, let's get into the bats on this 15-game slate. It's going to be a wild one, folks. You look at the catching position, you got guys like Travis d'Arnaud at 4,800. But Real Muto, he keeps getting it done. I've only been preaching him for over a week or two now. But he's up to, he's got, I think it's 8 or 9 extra base hits in his last 9 games. 10 to 12 RBIs. He's averaging almost 12 points in his last 10 games. 16 and 12 in his last 2. He's really starting to put it together there at $4,500. And tonight he gets Michael Leake making his D-backs debut. So not a bad spot for you there. When you slide on down, Will Smith of the Dodgers at 41 is okay versus Mikolas. I don't know if I'm going to pay for that versus Mikolas. You want lefties versus Mikolas. But if you're stacking, Will Smith is in play for you. Wilson Ramos at 3,900 versus Noesi is an interesting GPP type play. Austin Romine against Wojciechowski at 38, I'm in for. Grabbed me a piece of Romine yesterday in one of my lineups, went to Ding Dong City. He's averaging over 9 points in his last 10 games. 14, 2, 2, 18, 16, 17. He's got upside at $3,800 in that Yankees lineup. Definitely can give him a look. Jason Castro is okay at 3,800 versus Mike Fultonevich. Another guy you can look at there. Brian McCann, GPP only because Berrios is good. I respect that. Cam Gallagher at $3,400 versus Andrew Cashner is in play for you if you need a cheapie down there. Then other than that, it's going to be like Tucker Barnhart, but it's a lefty-lefty, so be careful. Check your lineups. See what else pops up. You'll get some values down here, but nothing standing out at this point in time as I slide through. Maybe Dustin Garneau gets the Oakland start. He's 3K versus Lester. Lefty-righty matchup. You can look at Danny Jansen because he'll get Kitteridge and he'll get Yarbrough at 2,900. You can look at something like that. but really nothing standing out at this point in time. There always will be. Like Martin Maldonado against Germán Márquez is interesting. You'll get guys like Jeff Mathis and others down below here when we see some lineups. First base, you got Danny Santana at 52 is not bad. Same with Carlos Santana at 5K. So the Santanas in the Texas-Cleveland game, very, very much in play, very, very expensive on this slate. But if you want some savings, you can GPP it up with Freeman. No problem with that at all. Or you could look down to guys like Josh Bell. Max Muncy is a really good play at 4,700. We talk about lefties versus Mikolas. Mikolas has been really good at home and against right-handed pitching, right-handed hitting. He's on the road. He's facing fierce, fierce lefties. Dodgers have a team total around 5. Lefties 348, righties 305 versus Mikolas. Muncy at 47, good play in this one. Rhys Hoskins, 4,500 against home run heavy leak. Not bad GPP type look for you there. Sliding on down to the low fours now. You guys like Dan Vogelbach, lefties can get to Nelson Lamet if you get a good spot there. G-Man Choi, who's leading off for Tampa Bay at 41, has a little bit of upside for you there. Mark Canha and a GPP versus Sean Lester. Don't mind that at all in his matchup. Yes, Brandon Dixon. The Tigers are a very interesting play today because they're facing Hector Santiago. Yes, I did not mispronounce that. Hector Santiago is pitching tonight. Tigers have a 4.6 team total. Santiago has a small sample this year of 459 lefties, 320 righties. The Tigers as a team have been very bad versus left-handed pitching, but Brandon Dixon has been hitting the middle of that Tigers lineup, averaging about 9 points over his last 10. His last three, 12, 13, 17, add on two more, 2 and 25. So 12 or more in four of his last five. He's $4,100 for Hector Santiago hitting cleanup. Not a bad GPP play. Same with Chester Cuthbert. He went deep last night. He's 4K. So some interesting GPP looks down here. When you look at the Royals, 4.5 team total. Lefties 298. Righties 391 versus Andrew Cashner. So keep Cuthbert in mind as well. Dropping to 4K and below. Jock Jams went deep yesterday. He's $4,000. Matt Beaty got the start yesterday. He got you 12 DK points, 12 and 15 in his last two. He's not bad either. I'd rather have Jock Jams and play for the upside there with both. Good plays there at $4,000. Mike Ford is $3,900. He's a phenomenal play in this matchup versus Wojciechowski. Ford went deep yesterday, 14, 7, and 7 in his last three. Good GPP, good value period at $3,900 in that matchup. A few others you can take a look at. Jose Abreu is only $3,800 versus Verhagen. Abreu 12 points last night, 5, 2, 23. He's been struggling. He's been inconsistent. But a $3,800 price tag versus Verhagen is pretty criminal for a guy like Abreu. Lefty's 406, righty's 389 versus Verhagen. Really good spot here. Lots of value already looking at Detroit and Chicago White Sox, which is scary to think about. Other than that, you can mix and match a few punts down here. Maybe a Sam Travis. You got Brandon Belt down here, but they're all playing pretty crappy. Miguel Cabrera at 3,400 versus Santiago. I don't hate that. In a GPP, only 3, 12, 21 in his last three. 5, 8, 21. Had a couple good games around here at $3,400. You could do much worse than Miggy Cabrera down below. And if Ryan O'Hearn gets to start for Kansas City, he's only 3,100 versus Andrew Cashner. That's another value I take a peek at if you need to punt with the upside of Ryan O'Hearn. Second base, you got Ketel Marte versus Arrieta at 53. Like that quite a bit. But Kesson Hira at 52 versus Steven Brault stands out big time. That's a really solid play if paying all the way up. Gleyber Torres was in the lineup yesterday, hit fourth. He didn't do much, but we know his career with the, against the Orioles. Keep him in mind. Jose Altuve at 47, but Max Muncy at 47 still stands out quite a bit. Jason Kipnis, seems like I always talk about him as a value play, but man, you go and hit a few baseballs, averaging 13 points in your last 10, and you get that price bump, folks. 3, 30, 16, 10, 5, 21, 0, 24, 6, 17. Good run for Kipnis. Gets Ariel Jurado tonight. Really good spot for the Indians, a team total of 6. Lefties 340, righties 360. Kipnis up to 4,600. Kind of losing some of his luster without that value we're used to, but still a very solid play nonetheless. Johnny VR, I like this one quite a bit. $4,500 for the cycle last night, 34 DK points. I mentioned he's been playing really well, 15 points on average over his last 10. 34, 4, 21, 7, 2, 10, 8, 22, 24, 21, He's running. He's getting some power scoring runs. 4,500 versus whatever the matchup the Yankees throw out there. Keep him in mind. Rougned and Odor at 45 is also a really solid play in that matchup. Mike Moustakas can't hit lefties. He's facing Brault tonight. He went deep last night. It's been a while for Moustakas going deep. About five or six games. No, well over 10 games since he's gone deep. Lefty-lefty matchup. 4,500 is not bad. I'd probably go Odor or VR over him. But keep him in mind. Kevin Biggio, he gets Kittredge and then Yarbrough. I don't mind it. I don't like the lefty-lefty approach all the time with Biggio. He can hit lefties, though, so don't like shy away from it. If you really like Toronto, I think there's just other places I'll go tonight. But Toronto's been raking. No hiding that one at all. Dropping below 4K, though, it's a little bleaker. You got guys like Cesar Hernandez at 38 for the Phillies versus Leak. That's not a bad punt play for you there. Tommy Edman, probably not tonight, but like Austin Nola at 37 is okay. Don't mind Brian Dozier. It sucks there in San Francisco. But Connor Menez, he had a really good debut. Then he went back to the minors for a bit. He's coming back up tonight to face the Nats. Big lefty. But Dozier and lefties is something you can look at. Chad Pinder at 36 versus lefty as well. So a couple looks down below here. Hanser Alberto's 3,500. Brock Holt's 34. Colton Wong's 34, but you're not going to go there tonight. But there are a couple down here if you need some super punts at the second base position. All right, we head over to third base. You got DJ LeMahieu, but Rafael Devers did it again last night. He's in a great spot versus Jacob Junis tonight. Devers hit home run number 23 last night, 19-0-16 in his last three. Getting some Jacob Junis action tonight. Boston, a team total of 6.1. Lefties 353, righties 341 versus Junis. Rafael is a great play in that matchup. You got Anthony Rendon, not bad either at 5K. I'd really try to get the Devers at 54. That's a smash button spot. Hunter Dozier at 48. Very good look for Cashner as well. 12 points last night. 0-0, then a 28. Don't mind the Royals again. I was on them last night. They did much better last night than the day before. Lefties again, 298. Righties, 391 versus Cashner. You could look at Eduardo Escobar. Arizona put up a few runs last night, but 4,900 versus Arrieta is not horrible. Arizona team total 4.9, lefties 393, righties 288. So like Marte, Peralta, Escobar all could be a part of a little action there for the D-backs versus Arrieta, who we know has a lot of pitch to contact. So that could be a nice little stack them up for you as well. Jose Ramirez, 4,800 bucks versus Jurado. That's a great play. We just mentioned how the Indians have the six team total of six, second highest currently on the slate, and Jurado's pretty much a gas can. So have fun with that one. Eugenio Suarez let me and Mini down big time yesterday in a good matchup. Sandoval pitched great in his debut, but Suarez has been swinging a good stick prior to that. I'll go back to that well at 4,600 bucks versus the lefty Suarez tonight. Suarez action. Eugenio, 4,600 bucks. You got a Reds team with a 5.4 team total. Lefties 264, righties 330 off Jose Suarez. So give me a look at Eugenio Suarez at 46. Go back to that well at super low ownership. You can look at Vladito at 4,400 versus Kittredge and then Yarbrough. Vladdy's averaging 15 over his last 10, playing insanely good baseball right now. So no hate in that one. Chris Bryant at 44 versus Brian Anderson's okay as well. I'd rather have Vladdy at 44 if we're comparing apples to apples. If you're stacking Philly, though, Scott Kingery at 44 is not bad. 19 points last night, 19, 12, 7, 20 in his last four against Mike Leake tonight could be a really good spot for Kingery. Don't hate that at all. You got a Phillies team with a 4.6 team total. Lefties 345, righties 345 versus Leake so far this season. So keep them in mind for you as well. excuse me. Frog in my throat. After Kingery, you got guys like Bregman's okay, but I'd still be at Kingery at that 4,400 price point. Or Manny Machado. You got a lot of $4,400 players here. Machado, 12 points last night. Very, very up and down this year, but still has 26 dongs. So let's make this easier for you. If you're looking at $4,400 guys, you got Vladdy Guerrero Jr., Scott Kingery in a stack, Manny Machado. Those are the three guys you're targeting in this range. I like them all. I probably like Machado the best, but I'll be having a lot of LeBlanc punts, so I want to have a lot of Machado. That's where that one comes into play. I think Machado's a really good play tonight. I just won't have them. So those are your three guys in the $4,400 range. Dropping down some more, you could get weird with J.D. Davis versus Noesi. if you choose. Same with Jake Lamb in the GPP at 41. But Chesler Cuthbert at 4K, I'm on board with that train yet again. Matt Chapman, only 3,900 bucks versus Leicester. Chapman's been a little cold of late, only averaging 5 points over his last 10. So only take it as a GPP, but a matchup versus Leicester with that in Wrigley Field could be very interesting at 3,900. Colin Moran's not a bad play at 39 in the GPP if you need to go that direction. Other than that, like a Kyle Seager at 37. John Birdie, likely leading off from Miami. He's third base outfield eligible. 3,600 bucks. I know it's Wheeler. It's just more of a value play. 13, 2, 30, 12, 5 since his call-up from the minors again, or he got back from the IL, one of the two. Played really, really well leading off. He got a little bit of pop, steals some bags. He's a good punt, third base outfield at 3,600. Mario Gonzalez only 36 as well. Matt Duffy, 35. Hanser Alberto, 35. So you got some cheapies here at third base if you need them. Shortstop, you got Lindor at 55. We've talked about how good the Indians plays are. Obviously a good one there. Same with Bogarts at 52. That's a sneaky good look for you. You got Fernando Tatis Jr. at 51 versus Wade LeBlanc. Definitely a play. Lefties 307, righties 358 versus LeBlanc. Something to keep in mind there. But Javi Baez at 5K. Double dong last night. Big fan of this one. The Cubbies, lefties 295, righties 367 versus Brett Anderson. So Javi Baez at 5K is very, very nice in that matchup. Sliding on down, you could go Trey Turner if you want, or Jorge Polanco at 46. Don't hate those. I'd probably try to get up to a Javi Baez at 5K if I could. You got Machado at 44. Marcus Semien doubled on yesterday. He hits lefties really well. He's only 43 versus Leicester. Definitely someone to keep an eye on there. Bo Bichette now is hitting all eight games he's played in. He went deep again yesterday. The dude's averaging 13 a game, 21, 19, 10, 7, 12, 22, 10, 3. He's been ridiculous. Three straight double multi-hit games. He's 4,200 tonight. I think he's still a great play. Eventually, he's going to have an 0 for a game, but he's in another great spot again tonight at 4,200 bucks. I don't hate it at all. You can go down to like a Freddy Galvis at 4K. I'd rather have Bichette at 42 if I'm going that direction. Like a Lurie Garcia for the White Sox at 4K versus Verhagen is in play. Corey Seager at 4K, another really good cash game play at that price point. He put up 12 more points for you last night. Good cash game type numbers at a 4K price point. Willie Adames extended his hit streak again last night. Five more DK points. He snapped it the night before. He snapped a long hit streak the night before. Started up a new one last night at 3,900. Jose Iglesias at 37. If you're looking for some savings, I can get behind that. JP Crawford's okay as well. Other than that, nothing at this point in time stands out, but there will be once lineups at shortstop and second base. There's usually a couple like Ryan Goings, and he hits at a good spot in the order, is nice and cheap. Stuff along those lines if you need to really punt it away is there. All right, outfield. The most expensive man on the slate, because he's earned it, is a 38-year-old Nelson Cruz at $5,900. Something to keep in mind for you in that one. So, whoa, Nelly, big price bump there. You got Christian Yelich double dong last night. 58 tonight's not bad. You got Mike Trout, though, at 57. I believe he went deep as well last night. So there is, 24 more points last night. He's so damn good. I like Trout almost the best out of this group, but they're all great. Belly hit a belly bomb last night. Great spot versus Mikolas. Kepler went deep. All these guys are monsters. You got two twins up here in the top five. That's fucking wild. So really, really good stuff there. Mookie Betts not bad either at 53. But it's hard to, you pretty much, whatever you're stacking with, you play. If I had to pick just one, I'd probably pick Trout or Belly. Those would be my top two. But they're all really, really good plays there in those matchups. But Starling Marte at 53, sneaky nice versus Anderson. Anderson's shown those reverse splits. He's averaging 12 points over his last 10. 10, 5, 34, 23 over his last 4. Really getting it done there, Starling Marte. So he could be sneaky at 53. Ketel Marte as well at 53 is an interesting play, but I think Marte is the sneaky one in the group. You got Domingo Santana, you got George Springer that are okay as well. But Jordan Alvarez at 51 in the GPP versus Germán Márquez. Very, very good also. You got Austin Meadows at 5K versus Thornton. GPP only in that one. Aaron Judge, I mentioned he's slowly heating up. Put up 9 more points last night. 9, 18, 6, 9. The big game's coming. It's coming for Judge. And he's $4,900 bucks. The price has finally come up. So keep an eye on him. You guys like Willie Calhoun at 49. Good GPP type play. If Jack McNeil cracks the lineup, he's $4,900. He had a little boo-boo yesterday in that double dip. Sliding on down, though, you got like Shen-Chi Chu if you're stacking the Rangers as someone to take a peek at. Eddie Rosario's 4,800. Don't mind that at all. Jorge Soler if you're stacking the Royals at 47, only if you're stacking, though. A few others. Brian Reynolds, he went deep again yesterday. Averaging 12 points over his last 10, 24, 3, 22, 11, 2, 14, 18, 18. He's having such a good year. You think the Giants could use him in their lineup? Yeah, I think so, too. He's $4,700. Really good look there in that matchup. And he goes like unowned all the time. Michael Conforto, 46. Good spot versus Noesi. Michael Tauchman, I don't know what else I got to tell you guys to play this guy. We double dunked last night. 35, 7, 15, 2, 23 over his last five. $4,500 tonight versus Wojciechowski. Really good spot for you there. Slide on down some more. Cole Calhoun, Gerard Dyson at 45 if you're stacking the Angels or the D-backs. I don't mind them, only if you're stacking, though. Chris Bryant at 44 is in play for you. Brett Gardner, another guy I mentioned with the issues in the Yankees outfield. He's going to play a lot. 24 points last night. He had a 9, a 0, then a 22. He's GPP relevant at $4,400. You have Bryce Harper and Scott Kingery at 4,400 each versus Leak. Those are very good spots if you're playing Philadelphia. Don't mind that at all. Hunter Renfro, 44 versus LeBlanc, is in play for you. Sliding on down some little farther here. You got the likes of Yastrzemski at 43. Alex Gordon at 42 versus Cashner is something to take a peek at. As you get to the bottom fours now, again, Mark Connaughton and a GPP at 41 you could definitely use versus Lester if you need him. Nick Senzel at 41 versus Suarez is an interesting play for you too, as righties have gotten to Suarez in their small sample size. David Peralta is only 41 versus Jake Arrieta. That's some good value in that matchup there. Kevin Kiermaier at 4K versus Thornton's got a lot of upside as well, so keep an eye on that one. Mitch and Lurie Garcia at 4K. If Roman Quinn's in the Philadelphia lineup at 4K, I don't mind that value. Jock Jams at 4,000. Matt Beattie at 4,000. So some good low fours action here for you tonight. I mentioned I like Jock Jams in a GPP in a big, big way versus Mikolas. Lots of upside in that matchup. When you drop below 4K now, you got guys like Adam Eaton at 39 is not bad. Jackie Bradley Jr. at 38, you can deal with that. Few others to take a peek at. Will Myers at 38 versus LeBlanc if you need to get weird. Nick Castellanos is only 3,700. He went deep yesterday. I think that's a great play against Brett Anderson, at least at that price point. At that price point, it's a great play. Aquino of Cincinnati at 3,700 was hitting cleanup yesterday. That's a good look as well. Eloy Jimenez at 37 versus Verhagen, some good value. So there's some really good sub 4K value here. Chad Pinder at 36. Those 37 guys are better. John Birdie at 36. Marvin Gonzalez at 36. Not bad down here. There's one more I want to take a peek at if I can find him. I figured he would have got a little price bump, but there he is. There he is. He's up to 3,400. He was 3K yesterday. Mr. Grisham of Milwaukee has been leading off lately. If my freaking computer will load, that would really, really help. Trent Grisham of the Milwaukee Brewers. It's going to be a lefty-lefty matchup, so keep that in mind. But if he cracks the lineup, not a bad punt at 3,400. So, yeah, many ways to go about it. Check your lineups to see what other value pops up, but some good stuff in the outfield. Lots of bats on a 15-game slate, as you'd expect. Recapping your pitching real quick up top, Wheeler, Greinke, Kershaw. In the middle, Anibal, Yarborough, DeSclafani. Down below, LeBlanc, Chase Anderson, Nestor Cortez. All right, stacking it up on a 15-game slate. There's going to be a ton of ways to stack. I'm going to get a million questions in the chats about this team, this team, this team. For now, this is where I'll be looking. I love the Yankees. I think they're a great spot again versus Wojciechowski. Hard not to love them. If you want to go to another team, Boston's always in a great spot. So is Cleveland. You can't sugarcoat those anymore. Minnesota versus Foltynewicz is a smash button spot, so those four are really good. The Dodgers versus Mikolas is outstanding. Arizona is kind of sneaky versus Arrieta. I can see that being very, very interesting in that matchup. Then if you're going to get cheaper, I think Detroit, Chicago, White Sox give you a lot of value, and so does Kansas City. So lots and lots of way to go on a 15-game slate. You can play Home Run Derby if you want. There's tons and tons of options on this slate. All right, let's take a look at the BVP. Starling Marte, who I was just talking about, is 15 for 34, three doubles, a triple, and two homers off Chase Anderson, hitting 441. Adam Frazier, 6 for 22, two home runs. Not bad as a team, they're at 309. Christian Yelich, 4-for-11 with a double and a homer off Brault. Moustakas, 3-for-11 with a double and a homer off Brault. That's nice. Miguel Cabrera, 10-for-30, a double and two home runs off Santiago. Talked about him. Jaime Candelario, 4-for-7, a double and two homers off Santiago as well. Miguel Rojas, 4-for-11, two homers off Zach Wheeler. That's interesting. Didn't see that one coming. Austin Meadows, 4-for-4 with two homers off Trent Thornton. He likes him a little bit. Kevin Kiermaier, 2-for-4. Abby, 3-for-5. Small samples, obviously. Gurriel's taking Marquez deep. Trevor Story, 13-for-44, two doubles and five homers. He's always had some fun versus Zach Greinke. Charlie Blackman, he's only hitting .257. No one else outside of Daniel Murphy hitting 7-for-23 with the homers at over .300. Just a lot of history against him, but as a team, .233 versus Greinke. Jake Lamb, 7-for-15, two doubles off Arrieta. Keep that in mind. Corey Dickerson, 3-for-5 with a double and a homer off Leak. Dickerson, 4-for-9, double and two triples. Bryce Harper's taking him deep twice. Segura, 7-for-24 with a triple. Longoria, 8-for-19, three doubles and a triple off Animal Sanchez. That's interesting. Dexter Fowler, 18-for-48, two doubles, a triple off Kershaw. Goldie has three home runs, but only hitting .222. And that'll do it. That is your edition of Quick Hits for your Tuesday edition. Again, go check out thequantedge.com. Buy the NFL package for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba to get the rest of the MLB season free. We also have over there on fantasysportsdegens.com, the Slack chat is loud and bumping. Guys are already talking NASCAR up for next week, which just makes me laugh. Those boys eat, breathe, and sleep that stuff. We got all the chats up and going. I got a new Bench with Bubba episode 198 dropped last night with myself and Batflip Crazy, Bubba and Batflip episode 3. That's always a fun one. Lots and lots of player analysis, recapping Fab, all the recent news, and other great stuff there. Dropped the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse. First leg of the FedEx playoffs with the Northern Trust. Dropped that one last night. We'll have a lot more going on there, so come check us out over at FantasyDegens on Twitter, FantasySportsDegens.com. If you give a rating and review for the podcast on Twitter or on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 6th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.